Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents A Burned Photo, created by Nicole Esposito.
It's in critical but stable condition, normal after such an operation. Go.
No, I know, sweetie, I know, but it's not safe at home right now. Jesus. Sweetie, can you watch TV for a few minutes?
Donkey's on duty. Donkey's on duty.
Okay, let's see if they haven't.
Welcome to the backyard of Madness.
Finally. Hello?
Felicia, dude, I just got off the worst flight in the history of air travel. So first, there was this total douchebag in my seat, and he refused to move, like I'm the one who made a mistake.
Chantal, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about how I just landed, and I already need an In-N-Out burger, a margarita, and a massage.
Your trip. Your cousin's wedding in Pasadena, that's this weekend.
I reminded you like four times.
Oh, God, I know. It's been a tough couple of weeks.
You're in luck then. Wedding's tomorrow, which means today is the mommy's night off, I promised you.
Oh, Chantal, I can't.
When do you want to drop Benji off?
It is not a good time.
Felicia, you sound exhausted. I'd say there's no better time.
It's so good to see.
What could I tell her? That I'd been in and out of motels for weeks, deciding if I should sell my house and go on the run, all so I could stay one step ahead of some monster trying to drive me insane and take my son?
Look, I know where you're at. When Ava was Benji's age, I was sure that if I turned my head for half a second, she'd drink floor polish or step on a rusty nail. You need some time to yourself. And Ava's been talking about seeing Benji for weeks. You want to disappoint your favorite niece?
Come join us, Benjamin.
What?
Then you can play with us forever.
Felicia? Hello?
Give me a sec, Chantal. Benjamin, what are you watching?
Hi, Felicia. Remember me?
Artie was on TV. He was with a group of other kids and they were talking to my son.
Benjamin wants to play with all of us.
We'll take good care of him.
Play, Mama, play!
Benjamin, get away from the TV.
No!
Felicia, what's going on?
I'm gonna call you back.
Will you come too, Felicia?
We want to play with you too.
Come play with us, Felicia. You have to come and play with me.
Silly Felicia, you can't turn off the off. We're partying forever.
Shut up!
We're waiting for you.
Just leave us alone! Leave us alone!
You know we can't do that. If you want to save Benjamin, you have to come and find us. Come find us, Felicia.
We'll find him.
Where do we go? What the hell do you want from me?
So come, check out Fast Hit Box Park. Los Angeles is one-way ticket to adventure. So come, check out Fast Hit Box. Come check out Fast Hit Box. 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 Fast Hit Box.
In a minute, baby.
Hello?
Kira?
Who's this?
It's, Felicia.
Thought you were done with me. What do you want?
Does Vasquez Rocks mean anything to you?
No. Why? Felicia, what happened?
It found me again, Kira. The thing.
Where are you? Where's Benjamin?
We're at a motel, safe for now. But it was talking about Vasquez Rocks. Something about how I needed to go there, or...
Or it would hurt Benjamin.
I don't know what to do.
What do you mean we have to go?
What? No.
Well, I'm certainly going.
Kira, if going to Vasquez Rocks is what the thing wanted, shouldn't we be doing the exact opposite?
Yeah, sure. Keep doing exactly what you're doing. It's clearly been working out so well for you.
Have you considered this could be a trap?
Look, you called me. You asked me what to do, and I'm telling you. You think I'm some stupid girl? A mark, like you said? Yeah, well, every choice you've made has made your life worse. I get off at 5. At 7:30, I will be in the parking lot of Vasquez Rocks. If you're not there, I'll assume you bailed to Alaska or something, and I will wish you all the best on your quest to remain a victim. Or you can show up, and we can figure this thing out together.
Kira.
I'll see you or I won't, Felicia.
This grown man standing at my door.
Can you say hello to your Auntie Chantal, Benjamin?
Ava!
Benji! Come on! We're gonna play. You can be Teddy, and I'll be Barbie. And we'll go to Arendelle to play with Anna and Olaf.
Okay, I see. We're chopped liver over here, I guess.
Hiya, Felicia! Can I take Benji to my room?
Of course, sweetie. Hey, I'll see you back here tonight. Okay? I love you.
You too, Mama.
You be careful with him.
I will. Come on, Benji.
Thanks for taking him today.
Please. I'm happy to have him help burn some of Ava's energy off. You hung up on me this morning.
I know.
And you forgot I was coming.
I'm sorry.
I think I know what's going on. You're stressed about the job interview, aren't you? I told you, I got you, and I wasn't lying. I sent your resume to my contact, and they want to Skype with you next week about the text manager position.
You sent them my resume.
Look, I know it's a big company, and it'd be a big move coming up to the Bay, but I promise you, it will be worth it.
Look, Chantal, I'm still not really sure.
I know, I've been extra about you moving closer to Brian and me, but I just miss us.
I miss you too.
Is it about leaving the house?
What? No, that's not it.
I get it. It's the home you and Isaiah shared. I don't know, maybe if they caught whoever did it, it'd feel less raw, but we both know he'd want us to move on, to be happy. I mean, that's who he was. Remember that time you guys went on a break?
Chantal was right. I should have been able to move forward. I shouldn't have stayed in my mausoleum of a house, afraid to leave, afraid to do anything but the exact same thing that I did every single day. Like a goldfish rediscovering their fishbowl every 30 seconds, but she had no idea what I was going through. She never had to worry about the thing. I was in mourning, of course I was, but I was also sick and tired of being tormented and suffering alone. And I was done. With people telling me they knew how I felt.
That's why I need you. I mean, you have no idea. Silicon Valley is like the loneliest place in the world.
You don't know what loneliness is, Chantal. Isaiah was your brother, but he was my husband. My house is the one he doesn't come home to anymore. My bed is the one he doesn't sleep in anymore, so please don't lecture me about loneliness.
I'm sorry, Felicia.
No, I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean any of that. I just... God, it has just been so hard.
It's okay. Come here. Come here. Everything's fine. You really need this.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go home, open up some wine, and you're gonna drink until you remember whatever Felicia likes to do. Not whatever she's had to do for so long.
Okay. Thank you, Chantal.
Don't even, I got you.
I said goodbye, and I think at the time I believed I was gonna do exactly what Chantal said. But even as I walked back to my car. I knew that rest was still a long way away. Then I noticed something slipped under my windshield wiper. A brochure for Vasquez Rocks.
Felicia, you're not going to run again, are you?
My blood froze in my veins.
Silly girl, you can't run from us. We're everywhere. Come to us, or else we'll come to you.
It was goading me again. Beshing me. Like I said, I knew rest was a long way away. Kira? Kira? Jesus. You're late. You said 7:30.
I had to get supplies. A compass, canteen, fresh boots. Besides, I didn't think you were coming. Figured there wasn't any point in rushing to be on time for a one-woman meeting. Are you really here to do this?
Just park and let's get going. I think it's time to call it, Kira.
It's only been an hour.
An hour where we haven't found a thing. We don't even know what we're looking for.
It's a big place. Besides, if it was something that could have been found in 5 minutes, someone else would have found it already.
I need to get back to Benjamin.
You're protecting him by seeing this through, Felicia. But there's got to be something here.
God damn it! Or there's nothing here. The thing does a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense. Maybe it just wants us chasing our tails. I mean, it sent me a message about some interstate in Missouri. But you don't see me scrambling for a cross-country road trip.
What?
Yeah, these wooden toy blocks, like alphabet blocks, showed up at my house a couple of weeks ago. And they spelled out I-170. But it's just some stupid St. Louis highway.
Why didn't you tell me this? That it could be a clue.
Because I knew you'd obsess over it. Like I can see you doing now. And I don't have to tell you everything. I wish I didn't tell you about this. Then maybe I wouldn't be out here wandering looking for something that doesn't exist. God. And why didn't we bring a flashlight?
We have them on our phones, genius.
Well, can you point yours over here, please? I think I cut myself.
Oh my God.
What?
Blocks.
There they were. Kicked along the rocky hillside, just strewn about in front of me. Same wooden blocks. Whatever the thing meant to spell with them was lost, but the message was clear.
Look, there's more up that way.
Follow them.
Why wooden blocks?
They were my brother Shane's.
And this was another thing you decided you didn't need to tell me?
Can we not have this argument right now, please?
No, I think we need to.
We have to go, okay? We have to follow.
Felicia, stop! I have told you everything. There isn't a single part of me that you don't know about. You could do the same for me.
It's a long story.
We got time.
But you can't catch me, Benji.
Ava, time to come inside, sweetie. It's getting dark.
But the street light's on. We can see fine.
It's not about you seeing me. It's about me seeing you.
Okay, we're coming. Come on, Benji. Benjamin? Benjamin?
He's over here.
Who are you?
My name's Ezekiel. I just moved here down the street. Do you guys want to play?
It just, it It doesn't make any sense.
That's why I didn't tell you.
No, I mean, your mom. Her name was Elizabeth Johnson, but I have looked through those family trees 1,000 times, and I don't remember finding a Johnson anywhere.
That's because it's a fake name. She bought that identity from a truck stop drifter. Why does this matter, anyway?
I'm a Barrington descendant, right? That's what brought the thing into my life. But there's still the Woods, the Chamberlains, the Hardings. If we can figure out which line you're from, it might lead us to some answers. I guess it could be your dad.
Those six missing kids, they were all white, mostly from the South. My dad was half Cuban, half Dominican, and born in New Jersey. My mom was a white girl from Georgia. I'm gonna assume it's her.
What is that?
A house. But it's not supposed to be here.
No kidding, we're in the middle of nowhere. And I've been out here 12 times, and I even did shrooms out here. I never saw a big house. Especially not one as big as that. It looks like a damn plantation.
I think it is.
What?
Chamberlain, Harding, Barrington, Woods, they were all Southern families, right? And the thing burned all their houses down.
And whatever it burns, it can recreate.
What are you doing?
What do you think? I'm going in.
Wait! Kira, wait!
I just want to see what's inside. Damn it, it's locked.
Maybe we take it as a sign that we're not supposed to go in.
Why would the thing go through the trouble of putting a house out here if we weren't supposed to go inside? Unless we are not supposed to. Try it.
What are you talking about?
We're not supposed to be here. You are. Artie, came to you. Those blocks belong to your brother. This was for you. Not me.
Kira, I think we should just go.
No. No, I didn't come all this way just to turn back now. I think, deep down, neither did you.
I realized then, she was right. I didn't want to leave. I wanted to know what was inside this house. Okay. Hello? Is anyone in here? Kira! Kira, the door's stuck!
Do you see anything? Felicia!
I'm stuck in here. The door won't open. Can you unjam it?
No, it won't budge. I'm gonna check the back. There's gotta be another way in.
Don't you dare hang up.
I won't, I promise. Just tell me what you see. I'll follow you from the outside. See if you can find a door
okay.
Or a window or something.
Oh, okay, I see a fireplace. There's a staircase. Candles everywhere. Oh, wait.
What is it?
There's a portrait here. On the wall, it's... Artie. It was Artie in the portrait with his family. It was the Chamberlain's house.
Felicia, are you there?
There's a light on.
Be careful.
Someone else is in here.
Felicia, be careful. I think I'm almost on that side.
Hello? Is someone there?
Felicia, wait for me. Felicia, wait for me.
Let me out. God.
Felicia!
Kara, are you there? Kara, there was so much blood and bodies and everywhere, like, but parts, pieces. Kara.
Suddenly, I wasn't in that house anymore. I was in a small cabin, fire burning in the hearth. It was cozy. And then I saw him, a little boy sleeping by the fire. And he looked just like Benjamin.
That's my little brother. Or it was. They did look alike, though. You know, I could tell them apart. Benjamin still has his head.
Who are you?
I'm Ezekiel.
Where are we?
I showed you their house, where they died. Now this is my house. It's where I died. It's where we all died. See?
Oh, God.
You met my little brother already.
Oh, my God.
That's my daddy and my mama and my sisters. Well, part of my sisters anyway.
Where did they come from?
I made them. I made all of this just for you.
You're not Ezekiel. Or any of those children. You killed them all. You tore them to pieces and you burned them? You're the thing.
Yeah, you did it, Felicia. You finally figured it out. You did it. You did it. You really, really did it. You did it. You did it. You really, really did it. But we're not done playing. Don't you want to play with me? Maybe Benjamin wants to play.
No, you won't touch him.
Or what? I will have what I want, Felicia. By you or by him.
Stay away from my son!
You don't like what I made for you, Felicia? I can make it go away to ashes like everything else.
Felicia, are you okay?
Oh, hey, what happened?
I have no idea. I was pounding on the kitchen window trying to get in, and then I heard you scream, and then you were just gone. I ran around the whole house. I tried to call you, and then everything just crumbled.
No, it turned to ash. God, Benjamin's in danger. I have to go.
Holy shit, is that...
It's a skull.
The fuck is a skull doing out here? Is it the monster?
No, I think this is real. Everything else the thing made turned to ash. Kara?
God, Kara! Kara, wake up! No, come on, wake up now!
Maria.
Kara?
Maria. 768-179-2154.
Kara, what are you saying?
Maria, 768-179-2154. Maria, 768-179-2154.
Maria, from Zoe's diary. What does it mean, Kara?
Kira's not here.
Zoe?
She is safe. I don't have much time. Maria, 768-179-2154.
Okay, hang on. What is it? What does it mean? Who is Maria?
I have to go. Please, help us. Please, help yourself.
No, wait! Wait, what are you?
Felicia. Felicia, oh my god, Felicia.
Is this you?
Yeah, it's me. Zoe's back there.
Where?
I can't.
Kara, what happened to you?
I don't know. But you have to get to Benjamin. Now.
Come on. Come on.
Felicia?
I wasn't expecting you until tomorrow morning.
Where is he?
Benjamin. He's inside with Ava. What's going on?
Benjamin?
Have you lost your mind? It's 10:30. People are sleeping in the sleeper.
Benji! Benjamin, where are you?
Mama?
Oh? My God, baby. Baby, are you okay?
He's fine.
Maybe the thing had just been playing with my head again, making me think it could hurt Benjamin. But he was here, safe in my arms.
You know, I may not be the stay-at-home 24/7 supermom like you, but I do have a child of my own that I've managed to keep alive.
God, look, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's not you. I just... I did what you said, okay? I drank a little too much wine, and I fell asleep, and I had this horrible nightmare about Benjamin, and I had to see him, okay? I'm sorry, Chantal. Sorry.
You know you're not the only one going through it right now, right?
What do you mean?
Do you see Brian on this trip?
Oh, God. Chantal, I'm sorry. God, what happened?
I mean, it's not... We've been fighting lately. It's nothing drastic. Just decided we need a weekend apart.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I just really needed my friend.
God, yeah,
I wanted to stay with Chantal. To make her feel better. To be a good friend. To be normal. But nothing was ever normal then. And I needed to think about Benjamin. The rest, hopefully, could wait. Did you have fun tonight, Bubba?
I wanted to stay with Ava.
Yeah. I bet you did. I wanted to stay too, but we have things that we have to do. Okay?
We made a friend. His name's Zico.
What did you say?
We made a friend. Z-E-L.
Uh-huh. There were two realizations I had in that moment. One was that I wasn't going to be able to be a mother or a friend until the thing was taken care of. And the second was that I was done running. The thing might win, but I wasn't going down without a fucking fight.
I'm a king, I'm a god, yeah. I'm a beast, I'm in charge, yeah. Off the leash, I'm a monster. Promise I'ma conquer anything I want to, yeah.
The Burn Photo stars Charmaine Bingwa as Felicia Cox, Catherine McNamara as Kira Barrington, Sabongile Malambo as Chantal, Luke Speakman as Artie Chamberlain, Austin Kane as Robbie Harding, Justin Reed as Ezekiel, Eliza Pryor as Zoe Barrington, with additional performances by Drew Bryant, Mara Schuster-Leafkowitz, Samantha Dudge, Danielle Hootmer, Zoe Luna, and Jen Wong. Created by Nicole Esposito. Written by Nicole Esposito and Jeremy Novick. Directed by Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Roy Lee, Angus McClune, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yi Ling, Michelle Zarati, Charmaine Bingwa, and Nicole Esposito. Co-executive producer Jeremy Novick. Produced by Shenyin Hiyu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Brian Kesley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lance Lampagina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block, Marisol Roncalli, and Mayank Batter at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley and Omar Barahona. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Neronia. Production coordinator, Brendan Weisner and Bailey Grayson. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator, Marlena Ma and Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Liefkowitz and Owen Painter. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Burn Photo is a Vertigo Entertainment and Q Code production. I'm a king, I'm a god, yeah. I'm a beast, I'm in charge, yeah. Off the leash, I'm a monster. Promise I'm a conquer. Anything I want to, yeah.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy Lavallee.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.